The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Lord, open my mouth to speak your truth and our ears to hear it. Amen. Well, in case you didn't get the memo through the songs, through the readings, through the cover of our bulletin, today is Good Shepherd Sunday, where every year in the Christian church, 3 weeks after Easter, we celebrate the image of Jesus as our Good Shepherd. An image that's very popular to our first century church. I've still never met anyone that has met a shepherd here in Houston. But I'm young. We'll see. But through this image, I often wonder about the sheep. And I wonder about the sheep because my in-laws, who have horses and donkeys and ducks and turtles and fish and a miniature pony and cats and dogs, they refuse to have sheep. So like a good son-in-law, I become interested in the sheep. And it's often my favorite, our children's favorite animal to go to when we go to the Renaissance Festival in the fall or the Houston Rodeo when they have a petting zoo. They go straight for the sheep. When you look at these sheep, you may notice that they're really built close to the ground, thinking mostly about eating and maybe where they're going to get their next mouthful of food because they can't see very much ahead of them. This often will get them lost and into trouble, you imagine. Jesus comes to us as the Good Shepherd, the one who loves us, cares for us, the one whose only concern is that we have life and we have it abundantly, the one who warns us about the thieves and the bandits who would rob us of this life. Jesus is the one who is willing to die for us and for our sake. When we, the sheep, follow the Good Shepherd, we know this life in abundance no matter the realities of our life. When we follow the Good Shepherd, we know the awe in which we heard in the book of Acts, where the writer of Acts speaks that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Ah, came upon everyone. When we read about this first century church in the book of Acts, we can think, now that is a church, the kind I want to be a part of. They have a single purpose, working together with a clear vision and energy for gathering, for learning, for praying, and for sharing with the community. And the world that we know today is not very close to this reality. Oftentimes we hear about the struggles of not having enough people for programs, not having enough volunteers for our programs, discerning on who should we help with our limited resources, finding new ways to reach out to the community, and identifying people that we are not connecting to. So often, we do not experience the awe of what is happening now with our busy to-do lists and moving on to the next project and evaluation after evaluation after evaluation. We oftentimes wander around like sheep for the next mouthful. We read the experience of the people in Acts and must remember, dear friends, that we are a part of this church, living in the same light of Easter, the one who gives us victory over death, the one who gives us purpose and meaning to our lives. We celebrate with this church because after all the centuries that we've been church together, there are far more reasons why this thing should have fallen apart. But the body of Christ continues to gather because Jesus rose from the dead. The body of Christ continues to grow in faith because of the apostles' teaching, our breaking of bread, loving our neighbor, and praising God through worship and prayer. Dear friends, something far greater is happening when we gather. God is at work, and we find that barriers are removed. Love is given and received in the most unlikely places. The presence of God is felt in our sacraments, and we have a community of support and care from people that we probably would not have met if it wasn't for the church. When we devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and breaking of the bread and prayer, we are following the good shepherd and not the bandit. When we sing the words of our liturgy and really read them and hear them, dear friends, we can be speechless at the meaning. We offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. When we merely just repeat these words without hearing the power of the words, we find ourselves taken over by the bandit and thief. In our wishing to be like the church behind us, we discover that we are the church. The kingdom of God is near, dear friends, and it is breaking all around us whether we choose to see it or not. We have to open our eyes and our hearts to seeing this kingdom of God here. This is the passage that shapes our life together as a church. These actions of the apostles and the early church help us put our practices when we take our baptismal promises at the font. This is what it looks like to be a people of Easter. And as we struggle with this calling, remember that the kingdom of heaven is near and that we are not alone. To be the church that Jesus wants us to be means we need to hear the Good Shepherd's calling. We need to live the words of our liturgy each week until they become our very being. Hearing the words today for the first time, singing them with a passion that they deserve, inscribing them into our hearts. Then we will know the awe of the people gathered by God and being the people of God in this time and in this place. We will know then the abundant life that comes with following the Good Shepherd. Amen.